You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Shaws of Sunset After Show.
That is an excited crowd. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're in front of a live studio audience.
Thank you, everybody.
Tonight, guys. Yeah.
Thank you. You in the back. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Bing's for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV after show for the Shaws of Sunset. This is season 2, episode...
I think it's 5 or 6. 5, yeah?
5? Sure. Let's go with 5.
That's what we count on Yerman for. These kind
episode
of
6. Episode
it's 6. She's lying. They never count on me for anything.
You took an Ambien. It's the name of this episode.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
How dare you? I'm your host, Anna Koppel, here with me this evening.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Yerman Gur.
Hi, I'm Dua Casey.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee, joining you for the first time.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the team.
Welcome, and
thank you.
Sorry.
I was like, can I get on? Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. We're excited to have you. I don't know. She
looks a little scared.
She should be. Yeah. Okay, so there's a lot happened this evening, and this was a pretty Gigi-heavy episode. She's been sort of missing.
Yeah, well, and I was going to say, I don't know that it was very Gigi-heavy. She was just so absent the past few episodes.
Right.
That now it's
comparatively.
Just... Comparatively. And she was like a new Gigi. She didn't blow up once.
Right.
She didn't, you know, I thought it was refreshing.
I liked this Gigi.
And we She was more the victim. Usually when we see Gigi, we're...
She's the aggressor,
she's bullying someone. Yeah. And this time, there were a few instances when it can be argued that maybe she was bullied a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which but, we're going to
But now, that's actually... That's a good question. Now, do you think that she was playing a victim? Or do you think that this she's generally being sincere?
I think that she was sincere. Yeah.
I think she was, too.
I
think... First of all, let me just open with saying I really am liking Asa less and less and less. Asa and Reza both.
Mm-hmm. You're constantly on the Asa bandwagon.
I know, but not anymore.
Maybe it's all that diamond water.
Maybe. But anyway, Gigi meets MJ, goes to apologize to Asa. Asa like not only doesn't show up, but doesn't say that she's not going to show up. She's just no call, no show. I think that's not classy.
She would be fired if that was a job.
It's not really a no call, no show. It's a text, no show. No call, mm-hmm. text, no show.
No, but that's after MJ text her to say, where are you?
Yeah.
And then she turned her phone off to not answer any calls about it. It's gross.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. However, I will say that you don't know if she ever did or did not commit. Like, there was never, and I will agree with you, Asa, I'm beginning to dislike her less and less as because she gets, she's like on this pedestal and she thinks that she's a little bit holier than thou and she can, you know, she does keep her composure, but she is just really starting to get under my skin. However, nobody said that she was going to come. She never, you know, we don't know that there was a phone conversation. There are just two people at dinner. MJ could have just easily sent her a text and be like, we'd love you to make it. And then she gets it, you know, 2 hours later and is like, I can't make it. I don't want to. So we don't know where that exchange was.
Disagree, because Reza later had that confirmation when they had the family meeting. And he said, oh, you were supposed to go meet Gigi. Then you didn't show up. MJ, are you mad at Asa for not going?
Mm-hmm.
So if Reza also knew about it, it seems like that was supposed to.
And I think it was implied in the text message, too, that we saw. kind of like, I don't want to put too much time and energy into this. So I feel like that indicated that there was some thought. She at least had enough time to like think about going and decide actively, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. All right.
Maybe. Yeah, I think she's definitely overusing the I don't want that energy in my life right now excuse, because I'm pretty sure that's the only thing she said this entire season.
Yeah.
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 Well, Gigi did have another opportunity, though, to speak with MJ. And she said that MJ got to explain why, or again explain why she didn't have Gigi at her birthday party. And Gigi got to sort of take a minute, step back, and say, okay, I get it, and I respect your decision, which was big of her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, now, are the reactions that Gigi – here's my questions. Do you all think the reactions of Gigi in this episode were at all having to do with – well, I'll just go ahead and say it, the amount of alcohol that was being imbibed, or at least what was being portrayed. Because in episodes past, all they seem to want to cut to are shots of her pouring herself glasses of wine. And then there are shots, of course, when she's talking to people and she's clearly either somewhat slurring her words, her eyes are bloodshot, she's blinking slower. Definitely signs of inebriation. So obviously in this episode, they were drinking here and there, but she didn't show those same signs, or they didn't edit in those things. So it seems like the Gigi that we get to see depends on the editing and the alcohol that gets imbibed, because when she's drinking or when she's drinking heavily, then she's blowing up. When she's not, then she seems to be able to take things a little more rationally. And I don't really know which one to buy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's times that Gigi blows up where they don't show whether or not she has been drinking, so you just don't know. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that maybe her drinking is directly correlated with her anger is directly correlated with her drinking. So you cut out her drinking, you cut out her anger. But she was drinking at that dinner with MJ, and right. it did show her ordering more wine. And yet she didn't get upset uh-huh. With Asa. With MJ. Maybe she's just becoming a little bit more responsible, because she now has her own storyline where she's going off and she's, you know, trying to promote and market her company.
Well, I'm sure with the amount of food that she ordered, she wasn't feeling any of that alcohol.
Right.
She ordered like three appetizers.
And then she's like, and you're just having a shrimp cocktail, MJ. And MJ's like, what are you trying to say right now? Because she's like, I'll take the chili fry. I'll take one of those, some of these, some of them. I'll take two of those,
funny.
And I'll take four of those. And then just keep it coming. And
triple
then
she was carne like, asada tacos.
Yeah, triple
cheese fries. And then the third thing was either sliders, quesadillas, or hummus.
It was hummus.
Pita chips, right?
Yes.
You know, one of those things alone is probably enough to fill Gigi.
Yeah. But, and she's like 90 pounds.
And right. then she was like feeding MJ. Did you see how there was like that one? I think she was like handing her
like,
pita
chips
already pre-hummus.
Yeah. She's like, no, I don't really want it. Okay. And then she just pops on there and she's like, I'll take it. Go ahead.
Here's a pre-hummus
chip. It's the least I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Gigi got an uninvite from Cabo.
She wasn't an uninvite. There was a meeting of the Illuminati and she was voted off the island. It was like,
what do we say? It was getting voted off the Cabo island.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, that was the most uncomfortable. That is one of the most uncomfortable scenes I've had to watch in all the reality TV that I've had to watch. A straight up uninvitation scene. And then you're not just saying, hey, I need a moment with you. I just wanted to talk to you privately. It's, hey, everyone is here. You're on speakerphone. The whole world can hear you. I just want to say I love you, but I reject you. And I've said it. Click. Deed. And they're like, well, I tried. Like, what?
Well,
I tried is your response. Like, I tried. I tried to take the high road, but, you know, I uninvited her and she hung up on me. I don't know. I don't think that was mature. What?
First, this is a total bullying, I think, by Asa and Reza. Like, do you want to go to Cabo with Gigi? Do you want to go with us? Because we're not going if she's going. Grow up. It's called being an adult. And I felt really bad for Gigi again because she was totally calm on the phone. Because this is definitely an opportunity for Gigi to blow up.
Yeah.
You know,
I was like, this is the time you blow up, Gigi. Come on. And then she's like, no.
She was like, you know, I tried to meet with Asa. And yeah, exactly. I'm disappointed. And I tried to meet with her. She didn't want to meet with me. And I totally own that was completely irresponsible of me. And I own it. It's my fault. And
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to hear it.
I think having a meeting is definitely, you're right, kind of high school. I think if you're the person that has the problem with somebody, if everybody is invited, you're the person that has a problem, you're the person that backs out. You're like, I'm sorry, I can't make it. So it was kind of Asa's responsibility to back out and not be able to make it. Now you don't have to have a meeting and be like, all right, it's her or me, because now you're creating a divide. She even said at that meeting, you have to draw a line, you have to create these boundaries. But she's now going to create a divide between her and all of her friends. She's making her friends choose sides with her.
Yeah, it's definitely a little... Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you guys think that Asa is legitimately scared, because MJ mentioned, like, Asa feels concerned for her safety. And I personally call BS on that, because mm-hmm. Asa is, like, no offense to her, but she's twice, not twice the size, but she's substantially larger than Gigi. Like, obviously can throw her across the room, as we saw previously. Like... Besides Gigi's weapons, are you really scared for your safety?
Absolutely.
Or are you just being a drama queen?
And also, when somebody's drunk, like, they're not in control of their bodies. You can totally, like, move away from somebody, push them. They're
Didn't Gigi stumble? Yeah. Didn't Gigi stumble on herself just trying to get to Asa?
Yeah,
she's like, I'll
fell.
Cut you.
Yeah.
Oh, boom. You know?
Yeah. Well, and you can tell by Asa's reaction to Gigi at the pool party, what started this entire incident a couple episodes back. Asa was almost goading her and, like, completely, she was like, oh, you know, whatever, whatever. She never at one point seemed scared.
Yeah.
If she was scared, it would have come across on camera, because that's not something that you can hide, or, you know, that immediate fear. So absolutely not. And it's the one easy excuse that she can use that will stand, like, hold water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would definitely call to second the motion on Michelle calling BS. But the thing – here's the thing, too, is – okay, well, what planet do you guys want to get together? It's almost like what's the book? I'm gonna say Lord of the Flies, but is that the one where the mm-hmm. boys get together on the island?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they become what kind of behavior is that? Why wouldn't Reza, after talking so many interviews about what people should be doing and what the proper, you know, more polite thing to do is, why would these people just decide to get together and create that kind of a scenario where they say we're not gonna go if she goes? Why wouldn't they just say, I'm sorry, my business doesn't allow it, I'm kind of busy, my schedule, and just tried, like you said, do a back out gracefully and not as if they all got together and played conspiracy theory.
Correct. Well, see, now the thing is, I completely agree with you. So why? I don't know. However, I would think that these people also know each other for 20 some odd years. So you get that kind of relationship where people are closer, and that way they can almost, like, betray each other or demand that of one another. It's the same way that MJ, at the end of the episode during that dinner, she told Reza to come here, and she goes, if you're sitting at that table, you are betraying me. It is an act of betrayal.
Okay, the only people who've known each other for 25 years are Reza and MJ.
Yeah, right? They're, the other ones
didn't they all go to school together, though?
No.
They all went to the same high school, but I don't know if it was at the same time. I think it might have been
at different
some people
times.
Are a little bit older, a little bit younger, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get
they
that.
They have known each other for a while, though, I think.
Yeah, I believe they're all considered family.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I get that. I have a group of friends that I would maybe say we're close or something, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know what your relationships are with your close friends, but I don't constantly flip-flop between betrayal and having your back, betrayal and having your back. All I hear this last few episodes is, I have your back, you betray me, I've got your back, you betrayed me. That's all I hear. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't seem like what close people do.
No, but it makes for compelling television.
Okay.
But I think that I'm a little surprised that the producers even allowed them to, like, uninvite her. Because I think it does make for compelling television to have us, like, wait on pins and needles as they're making the phone call. But at the same time, wouldn't it have also been great if she had gone to Cabo and it was kind of, like, awkward with her being there?
Exactly. And then fights ensued, drunkenness everywhere.
So I don't know. That was surprising to me.
That's a great point.
That would be an interesting question to ask when we do have somebody on the show about what, like, contractually, you know, at what point. Because what if Asa doesn't want to hang out with Gigi ever again? Does that mean that she's off the show? It's like, who does the show... You know, film
Sideways,
more like exactly.
Yeah.
I would think that it would be whatever is the better story, whatever is more entertaining.
Maybe with all the fighting with Layla, they're getting ready for a spinoff.
Yeah, maybe
it's happened before on Bravo. I don't know. Let us know what you think. Give us a little rate and comment on iTunes. We love 5 stars, but you know,
yeah, just give us 5 stars.
Just give us 5 stars,
and then
we earned it, guys.
And then betray us and berate us all you want. That's what Anna's trying to say.
5 stars, I hate you. Five stars, I hate you.
Yes. Yeah.
It would go with the theme of the show.
True to the show, yeah. But really, it takes...
Yeah, exactly.
It takes,
you betray me. 5 stars.
We're here. It's free. It takes, you know, 10 seconds to go give a little rate and comment, and then tell a friend. There you go. Thanks. Thanks, guys. So Gigi's been fighting with her sister a lot. They've been showing a lot of that.
And her dad, again, I love her dad so much. At the beginning of the lunch, or was it lunch or dinner? Yeah. Anyway, at the beginning of the meeting, Gigi is in an interview and she's like, me and my sister fight a lot, so I have my dad there to make her apologize. Did you guys hear that? I'm going to bring my dad to make my sister apologize to me. We have a business.
And she did apologize at first, and she said, you know, I was really hormonal. I gave birth 3 days later. Then she...
Michelle's, like, laughing, like, uh-uh. I feel another BS call coming. Like, I call BS. That's going to be her signature face. Like, I call BS.
Just like, I mean, I've never been pregnant. I don't know. Maybe that's what happens. I don't know.
But then she got just as irritated towards the end of the meal.
She also seemed like a complete crazy person to me, because she did like complete 180 and was like, oh, you're just supposed to be the face of the company. Like, you're not supposed to do anything. Because Gigi said, oh, I'm going to throw this party, and this is this launch party. Yeah. And she's like, no, that's not what you do. Like, whatever her partners, whoever, she's clearly been working with somebody else. She and I have been working on this for a year, and now you think you're just going to come in and throw a party. And
when, like, the whole previous episode she's been preaching, why aren't you,
like,
doing anything?
Do
why aren't
something.
You doing?
Right.
Yeah.
It goes with the theme. It's like, I love you, betrayal.
Right.
Yeah, betrayal. But it was, like, crazy to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You've been on her to do stuff. Like, you haven't even read your contract. But now she's just supposed to be the face? What? What?
Shut up. Be quiet. Why aren't you saying anything?
Yeah. Why didn't the dad and the sister applaud Gigi when she said, I read my contract. It says I'm in charge of marketing and publicity. You're like, oh, my God. Bravo. Bravo. Clappity clap. And for the record, I would just like to say that is the most – that the father – let me just say it. It doesn't make sense. You can't have a ponytail and be that mild-mannered. It doesn't work. If you're going to rock the ponytail, be compelling, be passionate, be like, I am a lover, it's what I do, I am fab. He's like, okay, baby June, see this tone of voice that I'm taking? It's so mellow, but I have a ponytail.
I think he's just been beaten down.
Yeah,
he really is.
His entire family is nuts.
He's like, I rocked the ponytail once. No, I don't even know it's back there.
Yeah, he doesn't have the energy to get it cut.
I have a question. Why did you say whenever Gigi ordered, she ordered, like, something called
the Sultani.
Yeah, and you were like, ooh, impressive. Like,
oh,
what?
I just know. I'm a big fan of Persian food, so I'm Middle Eastern food, period. But Sultani, if memory serves, at the restaurant that they are, in general, it's generally a combination plate where they get both the lamb skewers and the kebabs and so on. I was like, ooh, that sounds good.
It does.
Sometimes
Yervan was just hungry. That's all it was.
That show is disturbing, because every time they all get together, their spread is so opulent that all I want to do is not even pay attention to what they're saying. I just want to be invited so I can have some of the food.
Like, he's like, can I have some tea? Somebody.
Yes, somebody. Anybody. So they don't even, like, go half. Even for a vote someone off the Cabo Island meeting, it's melon balls and champagne. I would have been like, sit down. You want a cup of tea? Too bad, I don't have any. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to vote somebody. We're going to uninvite her, and then everybody goes home so I can hang out.
You're not an uninviter. That's nice.
I'm not an uninviter.
Sugar dates and peas. Sugar dates and pistachios.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But yeah, that's what that Sultani bit was. And when she said it, I was like, ooh, that sounds good.
I sent Dua a Groupon for Lebanese food. Are you jealous?
No, I am jealous.
I don't think I got that.
Oh, that's a shame. I'll send it to Yerman instead.
Yeah, well, we're going to go out for Lebanese food,
okay.
Which anyway, I could either cook at home.
Well,
isn't everybody at home? Yeah, isn't everybody at home excited to hear this conversation? Because I know I am.
Yeah.
Moving on. So where were we?
We're still at lunch with Gigi and her sister, and her sister completely blew up. And Gigi once again didn't get angry, but she did order a Coke at the beginning of the meal.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you're onto something here.
I don't know. Or maybe we're not supposed to be sure as to who actually took the Ambien. Because maybe Gigi's also partaking in some. I don't know. I know that it's technically implied that that's MJ's the cornerstone of that title. But I don't know. MJ, her behavior makes no sense to me. One minute she's like, no, I'm the one talking here. And she's blowing up at people. She's slurring everywhere. Her hair's all over the place. And then she's like... No, I don't think that's any. Actually, I think that's a very thing. So she, all of a sudden, she's making grammatically correct sentences. She's calm. She's quiet. She's like, no, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
And you are a bitch.
Yeah.
You are a bitch.
That's what she's just like, just for the record.
I don't understand this behavior. I don't.
Maybe she is on pills then. Maybe that's what that is.
I agree. She's meditating or something because she...
Did really you say too. Medicating or meditating?
Oh.
Both. I said meditating, but she's doing one of the above. Because she's just too calm, cool, and collected.
Gigi.
And at no point in time has she ever acknowledged like this behavior of hers being one way or another. So I don't understand if we're supposed to assume it's part of the denial process or she really doesn't think there's a problem. I mean, she's apologizing. She's saying I was in the wrong. But that's about as far as we... I mean, I don't know. Am I the only person as a viewer that looks and goes, I don't understand what's going on. One minute she's volatile. The next minute she's calm and collect as can be. And nobody's made an acknowledgement as to that flip-flopping at all. It's just another day at the interview.
I don't think that that is uncharacteristic of an alcoholic at all. I think that's very true. And I think most children of alcoholics will attest to that it's always kind of like walking on eggshells with... you know, mom or dad, that they really don't know who they're going to get. And anybody who's lived with an alcoholic, I think that's a very common story.
Gotcha.
If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck.
It must be Sultani.
It's probably an alcoholic.
So we think she's an alcoholic or we just think she has anger management issues?
Well, we've discussed on the show before that I think she's an alcoholic. Okay. We've seen the Alcoholics Anonymous book in her bookshelf. And I think she has a lot of characteristics of an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. I think they're both related for sure, right?
And I will absolutely.
Anger, some people are just angry all the time.
Well, no,
the alcohol.
She drinks. I mean, she drinks a lot. And she had there was that one episode with Mike. That's what really set me off. That one episode was
going back and forth and she was laughing. I didn't say that.
I said that scene right there. It was like, oh my goodness, you're insane. Yeah. No, you're just an alcoholic. Now I wouldn't. When you said medicated earlier, actually meditated but medicated, she seems like she's on Xanax.
Mm-hmm. She said that today. She said that's what Xanax is for.
Yeah. So that would I'm getting angry
so maybe
too
that's
much.
The case.
That's why she's not getting angry anymore. She's Xanaxed out. You can't get angry on Xanax.
So it's impossible. It's just substituting one vice for another. I don't really see how any of this is progress, but I mean, you know.
I give people the benefit of the doubt, so I would, you know, I just try to assume the best, but perhaps she is an alcoholic.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's not really for us to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did anything get solved on that lunch?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Does it ever?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, but even the dad was like, I give up. Just give me the check, please.
But she did decide she was going to be responsible and show her sister what's up. And she did go check out that venue with Omid. That's where she said that's what Xanax is for. Because the woman who was showing her said, you know, try not to stress and just relax. And she said, that's what Xanax is for. Mm-hmm. So.
Huh. Yep. There it is right there.
Anyway, she went to go check out the venue. She is being more responsible.
Well, I mean, yeah, she's trying. Yes, she should. I mean, one thing that she should think, that's actually the one true statement I agreed with. She said, you know, my sister is still very doubtful. I think it's that much more important for me to really show her what I can do. Yes, instead of constantly asking for respect, go earn it.
Correct. I agree. But with all due respect, she checked out a venue, guys. Come on. Like, on the list of things that she has to... Oh, is my mic going out? On the list of things that she has to do, checking out a venue... is really, really. I mean, I'll give her props. It's baby steps, but it's really just a small thing that takes an hour to do. It's, you know.
Aren't we assuming it's part of the entire process of her putting on this? I mean, we're hoping it just doesn't stop with the venue. I mean, she made the reservation, right? It wasn't just looking at this venue to see if it's a probable. They had made this reservation, or they had arranged this, and she was going to oversee what the whole thing was going to look like, I thought.
They have chefs and everything.
They have cordon bleu chefs. Yeah. Let's just get real serious for a second. If anybody out there doesn't know what that is, there's pretty much one in every block in Los Angeles. I'm just saying.
It used to mean something.
It did. The original meaning of it was, I'm sorry. I'm no disrespect to whoever the chef is of that venue. I apologize.
Oh, dear. I don't know if Cordon Bleu is going to give you 5 stars, Yermo.
I'm pretty sure they're going to give me 1 star and betray me.
I'm just saying,
and not have my back.
I appreciate her progress. I'm just not going to jump the gun until she's done a little bit more than just check out a venue. Because what happens when something goes wrong?
Right.
You know. So we'll
And from the previews next week, it looks like it might. Yeah. So
something goes wrong? That never happens.
All right. So anyway, blah blah blah. They go to Cabo.
Blah blah blah. Cut to
yada yada.
Did they fly?
They cut to Cabo. Is your reaction?
It's like Seinfeld episode. Yeah. Yada yada yada. They're in Mexico.
Yeah, everybody gets a reference. 20 years later.
If you're just joining us. Did they fly commercially? I think that you mentioned that. Yeah. Did they look like they fly commercially?
Why is that a big deal? I mean, they could have flown commercially but flown first class.
Because they take private jets. That's like was their whole thing in season one.
They made such a big deal about flying private jets. And MJ made the comment, I feel bad for anybody who has to fly commercial in season one.
Well, technically, Mike is putting this together. So could we assume that Mike maybe, I don't know, couldn't foot the bill for a private jet and decided you guys are going to have to do commercial? No?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But I think the money levels, though,
because we've seen Asa being like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my rent next month. I mean, granted, her rent is probably like very high, but at the same time, if you're flying private jets, like hopefully you can afford to pay your rent.
Yeah.
Well, and what would the difference be? It's like how many people went on that trip? It was a lot of people flying all those people commercially versus getting one private jet. Is it that big of a difference financially?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
To charter a jet? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't charter jets. To Mexico, a first class ticket could be anywhere from what, $1,500 to $2,000? A private jet, I'm pretty sure it's like
more than that.
Yeah, it's like $5,000 a mile.
Stop it. You are making
that
up.
It's a private jet. I don't know. Somebody knows
how much it is to charter a private jet to Cabo. Please call in.
Please comment. I'm pretty sure that you need to be in a completely different state of wealth to just be able to have a private jet on call.
Yeah, I'm sure the people who are chartering private jets are listening to our Shaws of Sunset After.
Do they even pay for it, though? Another question we're going to have to ask whoever comes on.
Yeah, they have to pay for that because they're not trying to get any, like, commercial business. You know, they're not trying to – people who – the private jet industry, I don't think, is hurting.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm saying, does Bravo pay for them to go wherever?
No, they don't. They don't pay for anything. Like anytime like they're eating out somewhere, cast are eating out somewhere, it's provided by whatever place they're at because they're just
it's product placement.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Right. So the private jet industry is okay. So
private jet industry is doing just fine.
So yada yada yada, they're in Cabo.
So yeah. So what do we have to say about Cabo?
Well, first off, you just said it. It's Cabo.
Yeah. There are shenanigans.
Yes.
So what do you think about Lily's, like, peace offering kind of? I felt like how she just gallivanted from room to room offering peace offering. Like, what did you guys think about that?
What did you all think about Lily's Princess Leia / French maid interview outfit? Ugh. What the heck is that?
Please
continue.
What was Lily doing on this trip?
Not drinking.
I think her peace offering, in addition to her being on this trip, making a snide comment every 5 seconds, just legitimizes my belief that she is only on the show to promote her swim airline.
Agreed. And you know what's so interesting? They cut to her at the pool party. They cut to her making so many nasty faces, not drinking. That group of people can get quite annoying when you're not drinking.
Sure.
So I completely understand where she's coming from. But then sitting down at dinner being like, guys, I just am so happy that I'm here. And I'm happy that you do a better Lily impression than I did.
That was pretty good.
I'm just so happy. And I'm just happy that, you know. And so I just feel like it's all... You know, when she can do that interview and be like, you know, whatever MJ is wearing is terrible. And then she'd be like, oh, I got you this. You don't have to wear it if you don't want to. You know, like.
But you should because you're not thin and you should cover it up.
I mean, she's right there. She's showing you that she's malicious. And so I really like I just feel like she does not like any of these people and she can tolerate Reza. Like, that's how I feel like where her heart is.
Yeah.
Well, is there a reason why she can tolerate Reza? Because Reza worships the ground she walks on for some reason?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a weird worship. It's like he wants her like as a statue in his home.
It's interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just going to say Reza probably comes in contact with a lot of very wealthy, very beautiful people. So I'm just wondering why he's decided to latch on to Lily besides the fact that she's a cast member. Why she seems skinny.
Like I think we read this in News and Gossip last week that he just said he's like obsessed with her, that he like rubbed his magic lamp and like out came Lily, and he, like, said he, like, wished he could wear her skin. It was so creepy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very Silence of the Lambs.
That's very Silence of
the Yeah. It's bizarre.
That is weird.
Thank you for that sound bite, Yerman. That was...
Just go ahead. We'll take care of it in post.
Yeah.
It's good.
But yeah, it was a drunken mess. She's not drinking. Why go to Cabo? I mean, that's...
I think you hit it on the head. I think you hit it on the head. When it's all about the swim jure, baby.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is a smart business move for her as a businesswoman. If she's was offered this opportunity, okay, I'm going to take it and promote myself and my swimwear line. But at the same time, it's...
Try to be a little bit likable, though.
Yeah, she's the odd man out. Like, why are you... That's what the show is, them getting drunk and, like, arguing. What are you doing here?
Well, did she promote her swimwear? She didn't wear it, did she?
No, but...
She wore a sarong.
All she does is she talks about her... Like, she doesn't really associate with those people. So far on the show, she's been doing her photo shoot for her swimwear, promoting her swimwear. And I read in an interview online that Reza did that he actually is the one that found her. So I don't know if she was ever actually supposed to be on the show, that Reza found her and fell in love with her. Maybe he approached Bravo and was just like, why don't you have her on? And then she's like, cha-ching, like Daffy Duck with the money mm-hmm. signals in the eyes. And then that's kind of how it came
to be.
Thanks.
And maybe not even her swimwear being on the show necessarily, but still, people will Google her. They'll find out what she does.
She's in Cabo. Who's Lily? Yeah, why is she in Cabo?
Yeah, she's going to become.
Gotcha.
You know.
Why is her voice so high?
Yeah.
Why is her hair so high?
Why are her boobs so high?
Can we talk about that how drunk Mike got, Mr. Thick and Rich on top,
yes.
and him looking
Apparently,
at her
Apparently, he's also thick and rich on the bottom. Oh, I've been waiting all week to say that, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
That's good.
Thank you.
You thought of that in the screening room, didn't you?
No, I literally just thought about it just now. I don't know why
he has a Gugu Talo. Dudu Talo.
Yeah, there you go.
He has a golden penis, apparently.
Yeah, they all do. But yeah, it was just interesting that those girls walked in there, and he's like, "Can I get a minute? Can you please leave?" And he's like, "Dry." He's like, "Yeah." Moaning.
Did you see through the slit? Were you guys paying attention at the camera through the slit? He was on the toilet with his pants down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't notice those guys.
I'm
going to go ahead. Yeah,
I didn't see it, but I'm sad.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we didn't catch anything.
Duo, what the heck kind of mic? What were you doing? Looking at the screen in a microscope? I was just like,
well,
wait,
I was just looking.
The screen.
Well, no, because I saw his bent knee, and I saw him, and I saw his pants were around his ankles. And then I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a seasoned professional, guys.
Wow. She is. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. But she's a connoisseur of man meat. That's what.
Yeah. I'm like MJ, guys. Yeah. I'm always late and I'm a connoisseur of man meat.
It was interesting. I remember hearing your reactions as we found out, like, people's different packing technique. They showcase MJ just basically unpacking a heap of stuff onto her bed. And then there's Lily, who's got everything in hydro-sterilized Ziploc bags according to color, shape, size, expiration date, and apparently she's given what to.
It's like OCD behavior. It's how I picture, like, Howie Mandel packing. Just, like, everything separated. Nothing can touch anything else.
Her in relationship with her man, I believe his name is Ali, must be amazing. They must have a really interesting relationship. And by interesting, I mean big quotation marks around the word interesting.
So what do you mean by interesting?
He means sarcasm.
I think 10 years, they're off and on for 10 years. That is the most ridiculously dysfunctional relationship I've heard of in a long time. It's neither of these people. I don't understand that at all.
But he still loves her.
Yeah. I still love her. Okay, bye. Click.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest conversation. Nobody felt weird about that. He's like, okay, I cannot make any commitment to you, but I love you. I got to go. Click.
It was. If you're just tuning in, we're actually talking about a conversation that happened last episode.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, let's talk about this episode. So that dinner, I think, was super painful.
Can I just say that Sammy was 100% absolutely right.
I love Sammy this season. Where was he last season?
Yeah. Anna, get a grip. Sammy's awesome.
Sammy,
who are you?
Sammy not being a character this season, he actually has been better. He can just, Yeah, I agree. He was...
Although he was still a little rapey because MJ showed up clearly hammered and he was just like pouring shots of tequila down her throat. Yeah, like,
drink some more.
Are we... Yeah. Is that a legitimate adjective? Rapey?
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Okay. We get
this day and age, yeah. Yeah, the ladies get it.
All the ladies get it.
Yeah.
I can just see now comments on iTunes like, Yerman, 5 stars, don't be rapey.
Yeah, don't be...
Like, what did I...
you come across as rapey.
Oh my God. Heaven forbid, knock on wood.
That Silence of the Lambs comment. A little rapey.
Anyway, I love Sammy this season, and I really, thank God on MJ's behalf, thank God that Sammy was at this dinner. Mm-hmm. It really felt like he was speaking very clearly for her.
Yes.
Coming to her defense.
She was drunk.
Right.
She was, nothing good comes out of having to have and she was really had a moment for a second.
Yeah, she
and
did.
Reza quietly said, can we bring up the mood a little bit? But then it just turned into this thing with I felt like Asa and Lily were just picking at her and laughing at her when she was trying to have a moment. And she, you could tell that she was 12 steps behind what everybody was saying. So she, Reza said something about lightening the mood, and she didn't even really hear it. She was just kind of,
Right.
And then she made that comment to Lily.
And so first, it was so rude of Reza, because he said, it's like death. I mean, that's such a rude thing to say. And she was having a moment, and I feel like in this episode, MJ was actually trying with Lily that, going way back to their family meeting, Reza completely steamrolled her first by uninviting Gigi or insisting that they uninvite Gigi and then saying, no, Lily's absolutely coming because MJ's no, I don't want her going. I want this to be a fun trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That completely was unfair. It's that's going to be my way plus, I'm going to bring somebody.
Yeah, why couldn't they uninvite somebody else to this scenario?
Exactly. If Reza has a problem with Gigi and MJ has a problem. So at that point, that was a betrayal on Reza's part.
Completely. So anyway, fast forward to when... Lily brought the sarong to MJ, I feel like she was kind of trying and asking Lily's opinion on bathing suits. She knows that swimsuit is Lily's area of expertise. And so I feel like that was a little bit reaching out to her. And
the sarong that Lily brought was actually beautiful on her. She looked great in it.
And
she didn't have to wear it. She wore it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is a very, very good. So had she not worn it.
That's an olive branch.
Yeah.
Then for MJ to be sharing... That is a super deep, deep issue. That is MJ's number one issue with her mom
absolutely
cheating. Mm-hmm. And so for her to be sharing that with Lily is a huge deal. And the fact that she didn't want to say, oh, you're my friend, she's not her friend. They're not friends.
Exactly. I'm just being honest. She was just being honest. She's like, why all of a sudden now we're best friends? That would be fake.
Right.
And that is what Lily is being,
she's
100%.
Fake.
Yeah, she's
all the time.
Fakest person from head to toe.
Yeah.
And you know what I love? I love when she's like, it doesn't bother me. Every time she says that, it bothers her.
Right.
Right.
And why would you know someone of 25 years and for the first time in a long time, whether it's brought on by alcohol or not, they actually give you a dime of a deeply personal issue, you'd have all weekend, I'm assuming, to get crazy. Why can't you for 5 seconds just support your bestie by just giving her 3 minutes to just make a point? Because maybe she would have gone on for hours, or maybe she would have just been able to finish that point in a minute or two just allowed her to make her point and then say, you know what, MJ, here's to you. Phenomenal. Let's toast to better, whatever, and then try to lighten the mood at that point. He basically rejected her summarily right off the bat. Like, give her a second. She's your friend.
Well, he needed to you're right. He needed to validate her before he moved it along. Validate and then move it along.
Exactly.
But don't be like, oh, God, this is death. Because I guarantee you she would have dragged on because she was drunk. But she was having a moment. And it was Reza's job as his friend to, make sure everybody is having a good time. So hear the moment and then move on. You're absolutely right.
Right.
And then Asa has to come back with her again, the energy thing again. And then the whole thing, like you said, spirals into something that the dinner was never meant to be.
Hold on. What energy thing? Did I miss that?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Well, no, I mean, Asa is talking about, she just constantly, I don't know if she actually mentioned energy in that specific conversation, but I feel like she does all the time. Did she?
She kept saying, first of all, she kept laughing at her. Then she said, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone, and then MJ said, pop priestess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay.
And also went right to, I'm not the one popping pills, which was hideous.
Wow.
I thought.
I think the, I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but I think the dinner could have potentially taken a more positive turn had Mike been there. Like, maybe.
I 100% agree. I do feel, and I've mentioned before in the episode, that I feel like Mike is being a really, really good mm-hmm. mediator. He's very, very good, even to a fault, actually, even to a point. Anna and I spoke last episode about when he brought MJ and Reza together when they were at MJ's birthday party and was trying to be a mediator when he didn't even need to be at that point. They were having a good time. He needed to back off. But yes, I agree. Had he been able to stand up.
Yeah,
Sammy, to his credit, did try to play mediator. He wasn't trying to just say, you all need to take a second for MJ. He was trying to make people understand that, you know, technically speaking, look, she's calling you an acquaintance, but she's really showing you love.
Yeah.
Just give her a second. Let's work through this. And then nobody seemed to be listening. So
I don't think they respect Sammy as much as they respect Mike.
I'm sure that
Mike
yeah.
is the
yeah.
hot one. He's the one with the, you know, well-endowed package. You know, it's kind of like the cool kids versus, like,
yeah.
the less popular crowd
Lily,
at that point.
Lily told Sammy to jump off a bus at the beginning yeah. of this episode. It was so rude.
And then she made
what?
Another side comment
that.
At dinner,
oh,
yeah, yeah. too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very when
she's
they're in
a
the limo
peach.
when they're in the limo heading to the hotel once they landed in Cabo.
Yeah,
because she said
he said if she doesn't drink on this trip, I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah,
and she's
crazy.
Like, well, go crazy, jump off the bus. What?
Yeah,
well, like what kind of response?
Especially when you've been on the you're new to the season. He's been with this group of friends
yeah.
for years. Like, she needs to learn her role.
Yeah,
and slow her role.
Exactly, slow your role, girl.
Slow your role. I like that. Know your role, slow your role.
Because she's been like that from literally the get go, right? Even from that first dinner, she was the one that was the most vocal about Omid's comment. When technically speaking,
right.
there were plenty
yeah.
of other people who had more tenure in that group that could have said something or that would
yeah.
have said something.
She does have a habit of shutting something down. Like, there was a point in the dinner where MJ wanted to see. She was like, "No, I didn't." And she goes, "Oh, whatever." Completely shut the whole conversation down and got loud. And the craziest thing about it is she's drinking water the entire time.
Right.
So you would think that she would be a little bit more like rational and not have to like overpower the conversation and just be like, you know what, maybe we can talk about this at another time.
Right.
You're all drinking.
She's like, just call it what it is. Call it what it is. And MJ's saying, no, but it's still a blessing. It's still a blessing. You're an acquaintance, but this is still a blessing.
Like, yeah. And she's not even listening to her.
Right. Yeah. I don't like that Lily.
Yeah.
I just don't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to know what's up with those interview outfits. What is up with that reverse? I don't even know what she was doing with her hair.
Well, she went from going to like Cher to like Elvira to like, I have no idea. She doesn't design clothes. She just designs swimsuits.
Yes, but she self-proclaimed the queen of looking fabulous and being fabulous.
But she's wrong. We have to wrap this up. So.
Well played.
So, final thoughts?
I don't like Lily.
Speechless.
I don't like Asa. Asa, I loved you so much first season. Come back to being your
priestess
self.
I do want to say that... Oh, what did I cut you off? Sorry.
No.
I do want to say that I feel like Reza really didn't respect MJ in this when MJ said, like, if you go back to that table, then it's disrespecting me. He should have not gone back to the table because after... MJ didn't invite Gigi to her birthday party after they disinvited Gigi from the trip. This
yep.
is like the one thing. He could have not gone back to that dinner table. They're
yeah,
all still on the trip together.
He talked to her about how she betrayed him when she started talking to Gigi after what Gigi said. And now she did the exact same thing to him and testing him. If you go back to that table, it's a betrayal. I didn't invite Gigi to this party. Don't go back to that table. And he argued with it and then he...
She ends up walking away by herself.
Well, that's because Asa came over.
Well, I know, but he should have left with her, I think. But.
Yeah. He should have left and calmed it down and then gone back to the table. At least made an effort.
Made sure she was okay.
Yeah.
Got her to bed, whatever.
Yeah.
Their relationship, can I say this really quickly? It's a little pathetic on her part to me. It seems like one of those relationships where the guy doesn't really care about the girl, like a heterosexual relationship where the guy doesn't really care about the girl that much. And she's just desperately like, please,
yes.
like, be with me. Like, I love you. Like, I just, you know. And
agree.
That's what it seems like, even though they're friends and he's obviously, like, gay and she's straight, but they're best friends. And she's just constantly like, please, like, love me. Like, I love you. And so it's pathetic at this point. Lose him. Get a new best friend.
Agree.
So that's all I got to say.
Interesting.
That's a phenomenally astute observation.
Interesting.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So I'm going first, right?
Yeah, you are.
All right. So, Reza, according to Persianesque Magazine, which is an online magazine for Persians, Reza has been named 2012's Man of the Year. Reza calls this an honor, and he's also impressed for a gay man. And Reza said from the beginning of season one, Reza has said that the reason that he is doing this show is to give a voice to Persian gays, that they're looked upon as invisible. And he even if he gets a lot of backlash, even he is going to be openly gay. And that's what he wants to do. So the fact, he said that he's very, very impressed, the fact that now he's gotten Man of the Year. And he also responded to some talk about, of course, Ryan Seacrest. You know, people always think that Ryan Seacrest is gay. There's always that talk. He said he has zero tolerance for gay people that continue to stay closeted. And he says Ryan is 100% not gay. And if you ever spent 2 minutes in his presence, you would know that. He also is writing a book as well. He said that there's a book in the works. And did you know that he's on a comedy tour right now? Mm-hmm. Reza is on the comedy tour. He performed. There's some great stuff on YouTube if you want to go see some clips. He performed at the Laugh Factory, and he also performed at Planet Hollywood on the 23rd of December.
Really smart move, moving from real estate to comedy. Yeah. Financially. I know he was just talking about how he needs to take care of himself financially.
And the thing is, I think that he's just having fun now, and he's getting his fingers in a whole bunch of pies. You know, he'll be fine financially. He can always go back to real estate, but I think that now he's just having a little bit of fun.
All right.
I love what you have. I'm so excited because they haven't heard it yet.
Are you done with that? Okay, yep. Sorry. Great. Well, MJ has a criminal past that's been revealed. She did time in prison for bank fraud.
Bank fraud?
Bank fraud.
Prison. This
isn't white-collar
crime. Yeah. This is in prison. This is not jail. Prison is like the big boy jail.
She didn't shoplift.
Let me read.
Bank fraud.
RadarOnline.com has exclusively learned that she served time in prison for bank fraud. Now a real estate agent, Mercedes, has hidden her legal troubles from Bravo reality show, but according to documents exclusively obtained by RadarOnline.com, Mercedes Christine Javid, her real name, was denied a real estate license because of her conviction and imprisonment. She was convicted of one count of bank fraud, served 1 month in prison and 5 months of home confinement, 3 years of probation, and paid a $10,000 restitution. Mercedes was employed as a bank teller at Home Savings in Beverly Hills, where she was approached by four men who asked her to take part in a fraud scheme. The documents state she was 18 at the time and at first refused to aid the men, who she said she did not personally know, but who she recalled seeing in her father's auto repair shop 1 year earlier. The men threatened her, her father, and her boyfriend, so she agreed to assist them, and the documents say she made several deposits, somewhere between 4 and 10, on behalf of the men, involving monetary funds in excess of $100,000. The bank eventually discovered the activity, but Mercedes stopped showing up for work, and it was 3 years later when the FBI became involved in the case, and she pled guilty to the charges in 1994. She spent 1 month in prison and then completed her 3-year probation without incident. Respondent was also able to pay all of the $10,000 restitution that was ordered, although she had to obtain a loan to do it. Her real estate license was denied by the California Department of Real Estate because it was a crime involving moral turpitude, and one which is substantially related to the qualifications, functions, and duties of a real estate person.
Who handle money.
So
$100,000, that is not, you can't just take that and then not show up for work and expect nothing to. And this is, we also, through this story, we also now know how old she is.
So she was born in 1973, and she will be 40 this year.
Wow. She will no longer be 30-something. You've cracked the case.
Did she actually ever...
So how did she get the real estate license?
So, yeah, that's the rest of the story.
The question is, does she have a real estate license?
Mercedes was eventually given a restricted real estate license after completing her probation requirements, volunteering in the community, obtaining her college degree, and having her supervisors at her real estate firm submit letters on her behalf attesting to her dedication, hard work, maturity, and trustworthiness.
Oh, it's a restrictive real estate license. That's why she doesn't come to the office, because she can only practice real estate from her house.
Maybe that's why she has Reza as her partner.
Yeah, that's why.
She's got a partner.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, maybe she does need Reza more than Reza needs her.
Mm.
Ooh, this is all coming together, guys.
It's very exciting. Let's get her on the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
Get in here, MJ.
Yeah.
Comment.
Predictions.
Predictions.
Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I just just noticed that those lights change colors when the predictions go on. It's my first day, guys. You want me to start with predictions? I only have one.
Do it.
All right. So my prediction, and normally my predictions are like long, like next season just, predictions.
Yeah.
Sure. My prediction is I think that MJ is on pills. I don't think that she would have gotten that defensive and thought that it was so disgusting that she would have said that had she not been. And it explains some of her behaviors as well.
Hmm.
Michelle.
I think she's on pills legally.
Oh, like, of course.
I don't think, I don't know.
But it's still being on pills.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well. I have no predictions this week.
My prediction. Mike and Lily hook up. Boom. I said it.
Boom. It's pretty good.
Really?
Did anyone else really enjoy that scene when he's like, maybe sometimes things that you have to do that are strange can also bring about some change? And then his eyes just go straight to the bombastiousness of her chest.
And I was trying to think, was that the camera? Because he had his shades on. You don't know where he was looking. Was that the camera angle shifted?
It's the head definitely moved down.
It definitely heavily moved down. Now, I'm not saying there was anything. I just know that I just see it coming. It would be awesome. If it doesn't happen, I think they should try to find a way, the editors, to make that happen.
Yeah.
Isn't he seeing somebody, though?
Yes, but that would be awesome because Lily. Then I want to see Lily get off her high horse. Like, oh, I'm this person. I'm moral. I'm moral high ground. I want her to do something bad. Like,
she might be cool.
She might. I might like her a little more after that.
She has an affair, or not an affair, but she cheats on Ali with Mike, and then all.
Now we're just writing a script.
Yeah, let's do that.
Where can we find everybody?
Dua.
Hi, I'm Dua Casey. You can find me on Twitter at Dua Casey, DuaKaiSSI.
I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter at Michelle Renee, LA. That's MICHELLE, Renee, RENEE, LA. All right.
Nice. And everybody.
It's like the Mickey Mouse song.
Yeah. You can find me at on Twitter at Yermanger, YERMANGUR.
Ta-da.
That's it.
Oh, dear. And I'm Anna Koppel. You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KOPPELFORMAYOR. And we will see you here next week.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.